play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Field Gym, let's send it out to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Pursue a business degree to help grow his father's company. Senior Lorenzo Moreno.
Now back to PA announcer Bill Allison with our starting lineups for tonight's contest.
And now, here are your starting lineups. First for the Maple Leafs, a 5'8 sophomore, number 10, Allie Reps. A 5'10 junior, number 22, Maddie Berrickman. A 5'10 junior, number 23, Abby Berrickman. A 5'10 sophomore, number 30, Cammie Ludwig. And a 5'9 freshman, number 52, Danielle Beach. Maple Leafs coached by Scott Hardison, assisted by Ryan Kelly, John Wagner, Justine Davis, and Jesse Dobles. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'7 junior, number 3, Riley Jenkins. A 5'6 senior, number 12, Chelsea Stevenson. A 5'5 senior, number 20, Kaylee Miller. A 5'8 junior, number 34, Lauren Livingston. And a 5'11 junior, number 42, Audrey Peck. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups here tonight. Streaks in their home white, silver numbers, silver and black trim. The Maple Leafs in their road green with white numbers and black trim, or I guess gray trim, gray and white trim. Stepping into the center circle for Geneseo, it will be Abby Berrickman, a 5'10 junior, and it'll be for the Streaks, Audrey Peck, a 5'11 junior. So these teams played a really close game, and we talked with Coach Massey about it in the pregame. The Streaks shot the ball really well up there. Geneseo did not, and shooting cures a lot of ills, and the Streaks have not had a really great shooting game for a while, probably maybe since the holiday tournament.
Right. Yeah, no, they've got to come out, and they've got to shoot well. We're at home. This is where they've got to be able to do it at senior night. Nobody picks up number 10, wraps all the way to the rim.
Yeah, Cammy Ludwig took the tip down and made the nice pass to wraps. She laid it up and in, 2-0 Maple Leafs.
You can't have that defensive breakdown right away. Somebody obviously had the wrong defensive assignment.
Riley Jenkins from Kaylee Miller down the left side of the lane gets bumped, and the foul's going to go against, is it going to be Berrickman? Or no, it's going to go against wraps, I believe. Allie Wraps, first foul of the ball game. So Cammy Ludwig, the 5'10 sophomore, leading the Western Big Six in scoring at almost 21 points a game. She had, 14 against us up at their place. Riley Jenkins with it out near the center circle against the Geneseo man-to-man. To Lauren Livingston out high left side to top of the key to Audrey Peck out high right side. It's Riley Jenkins. Top of the key, Chelsea Stevenson goes down the right side of the lane. The runner up off the glass, too strong, and a rebound stolen away by Kaylee Miller. Great job by Kaylee. Took it away from Maddie Berrickman. Maddie Berrickman also averaging, I think she's around like 14 points a game in conference play. And I think she had 19 against her. Nice look from Lauren Livingston to Riley Jenkins down on the block. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but bodied up by Cammy Ludwig. That's the first foul on the sophomore. That'll put Riley Jenkins at the free throw line for two shots. 7:05 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 2-0. So Riley Jenkins, 5'7 junior guard, left-handed shot is up, and that one is good. Streaks are on the board here tonight. Nice crowd for senior night. I was kind of hoping for a very similar student section like the boys had last night. Man, it was absolutely packed, and they were boisterous. Now, it's a good section, not quite what it was last night. Riley misses the second rebound. Maddie Berrickman, she brings it down herself, gives right wing to Wraps. Now out high it goes to Danielle Beach, a 5'9 freshman. Beach in the starting lineups. Kelly Frericks, their only senior starter. Their point guard is out. Riley Jenkins with a block shot and rebound. This was straight up. Ludwig went right up into her hand. And Riley tried to get to Chelsea Stevenson down in the right corner. A little bit too high. Chelsea couldn't bring it in. And the Streaks turned it over.
Well, great job right there by Riley. You know, you teach the post players, hey, when you're inside playing defense, just go straight up and down. That's exactly what Riley did right there. And Ludwig shot it right into her right hand.
And I think sometimes the offensive player doesn't realize the reach that Riley has.
Especially right, yeah. She's long and lanky.
Danielle Beach, the freshman, with a long three-pointer from out high on the left side. And make it 5-1, Geneseo. And they're just running token full-court pressure now. Riley beats it easily. Left corner it goes to Kaylee Miller. Back to Riley out high on the left side. And she'll bring it back out and set the offense. Gives way to Lauren Livingston out high on the left side to Audrey Peck between the circles. Out high right side, Riley Jenkins back to Audrey, but it's stolen away by Cammy Ludwig. Down the court, nobody got back. Wraps ran it down, but she missed the shot. Riley Jenkins brings it down to Kaylee Miller. Left wing, Kaylee Travis.
No.
You didn't think so? I wasn't sure.
I don't know.
I didn't know she had possession yet. When she came down, she went up and kind of came down awkwardly.
I thought she got the ball to the ground pretty quickly. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she did get
I'm
that second
sure.
foot down.
That was hard to tell, yeah.
Yeah.
You need replay for that.
Right.
Did the foot come down inbounds or not?
Exactly. That was a travel. It's a slide step right there by Ludwig, not called.
Three-pointer, no good from the left side. Rebound goes to the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up between Lauren Livingston and Cammy Ludwig. It was, I think, Maddie Berrickman that shot that three from the left corner, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. 5:45 to play first quarter, 5-1 Geneseo, senior night here at John Field Gym.
Seen this strategy before, specifically down at Mattoon, is they're going to put wraps on Riley all over the floor and try to take her away.
Yeah, the thing I don't like, we talk about the hand checking. That was supposed to be a point of emphasis, and even Riley didn't have the ball, and wraps was hand checking her coming down the floor. So now Riley has it out high. Top of the key, it goes to Lauren Livingston. Left wing, it's Chelsea Stevenson. Gets down on the block to Audrey Peck. Turn around up off the glass and in on the left side.
Nice job right there. Miscommunication on the defensive end for Geneseo this time, and they lose track of Audrey, who gets a nice little turnaround jumper off the glass.
5-3 Maple Leafs. Nice job by Kaylee Miller. Knocked the pass away. And now Audrey Peck. Nope, can't get it. And it's going to go into the backcourt. It's run down by Danielle Beach. Beach brings it down herself down the right side. Somebody cut her off finally. Kicks out to Ludwig. Three-pointer no good. But the offensive rebound to Beach. Puts it up. Missed. But the foul is going to go against Audrey Peck. That'll be her first team foul on the Streaks. So it will be Maddie Berrickman going to the free throw line. Maddie and Abby, twins. both 5'10 juniors for, or excuse me, Daniel Beach. I'm sorry, Daniel Beach at the free throw line. She had a three-pointer earlier and hits the first free throw. Beach, 5'9", just a freshman, so they've got a lot of players coming back. Well, the whole starting five tonight will be back.
Right.
Coming into the game now is Ann Worth, a 6'1 freshman, as she replaced Allie Rapp. Second shot for Beach is up, and that is good.
There's a decent amount of talent in the conference period, yeah, especially if the girls in Sterling keep playing basketball.
Yeah. 5'7 junior Faith Henderson also in now for the Maple Leafs. Now we're going to put the 6'1 freshman on Riley Jenkins. I'm not sure how much of a contest this will be. Riley just takes her time bringing it across.
Reach.
Blows right by her on the reach. Now to Kaylee Miller from the left corner. Three-pointer is off the mark. I think Beach may have gotten a piece of it. Rebound, it's Ludwig down the court. It goes to the freshman Worth, and she lays it up and in. 9-3, and that's something Coach Massey talked about, getting back defensively because they have somebody running out every time on the shot. 9-3 Geneseo, 4.5 minutes to play first quarter. Lauren Livingston gives to Riley Jenkins just right at the center circle. Now in the center circle. Back to Lauren out high between the circles. Dribbles right down the right side of the lane. Splits the defenders. Puts it up off the glass. Missed it. Audrey Peck with a weak side rebound up off the glass and in. Nice job by Lauren splitting the defenders. Just couldn't get the shot to fall.
Right. I'm surprised there was no call there either, one way or the other, because there's a lot of contact.
Beach, top of the key. Ludwig fires an 18-footer. Missed it. Rebound is going to go off of, it actually comes down to Beach. Now she lost it, and Lauren Livingston comes away with it. 9-5, Cadence Leidick, by the way, in the lineup for the Streaks. Kaylee Miller, left wing from Lauren Livingston. Bounces back out to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. 9-5, Geneseo. 3:40 to play first quarter. Lauren directing some traffic. Trying to get the ball back to Riley. Hands off to her down the left side. Gets to Kaylee in the corner for three. Go! Ooh. Just short. Right on target. We thought that was going to fall. Rebound comes out long. Cadence Leidick keeps it alive. Audrey Peck comes up with it to Riley. Out high left side. Three-pointer. That's way off the mark. And coming away with it is Beach for Geneseo. Two-on-one break. Beach, nice. Pass to the left side to Ludwig running the floor. Lays it up and in.
Well, the Streaks have to get back, as we've seen several times now. Geneseo's just flying up and down the floor. The Streaks can't let that happen.
30-second timeout called by Coach Massey. I'm sure that's what he's going to bring up. Say, hey, we talked about this. We got to get back because every time a shot goes up, they've got somebody running the floor. And it depends. You know, we talked about this, I think, the other night. Was it Moline that if your point guard's going in and taking the shot, if Riley's going in and taking the shot, somebody else has to rotate and be heading down the floor. If she's out on the point when the shot goes up, it's got to be her going out there.
Right, exactly. And that's the tough thing. It's having that recognition that when that shot goes up, you've got to be the one running back. And unfortunately, too many times now. And on that last play, realistically, it was the fact that they didn't have two people back.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. Just because Riley gets back doesn't mean she's going to be able to take a two-on-one, three-on-one.
Right.
You got to get somebody else back there to help her.
Well, especially when they make a good play. They made a nice pass. Really not much Riley could do on it. She went to guard the ball, and they made the pass. Streaks with it. Riley Jenkins across midcourt right side. Picks up, looks for some help. And they're going to get a five call. Yep, five-second call.
Can't pick the ball up right there if you're Riley. She got over in front of the Geneseo bench. Pick the ball up, and the tough thing is that you've got the Geneseo bench yelling, which doesn't help anything. And nobody was working all that hard to get open. At one point, Kaylee tried to go near her, but, you know, you bring the defender with. You got a V-cut there to open yourself up.
Ludwig will bring it up, met by Riley Jenkins in midcourt. Bounces at a tap by Riley. Cadence couldn't quite come up with it. Ludwig gets it back down the left side of the lane. Leans in. Shot is up. Bounces short. Rebound down, though, to, Worth. And she missed a shot, but she got fouled. And who's it going to go against? Riley Jenkins picks up her first foul. That's two team fouls on the Streaks. So Ann Worth will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got a basket already. 11-5, Geneseo, 2:47 to play first quarter. Worth, the left-hander, 6'1 freshman. First shot is short. Well, if it comes down to it, the way that free throw looked, we'll foul her if we need to.
Right.
Late. Second shot is up. That one was good. It was flat, but it was good. She's got three. Make it 12-5 Maple Leafs. Riley Jenkins across midcourt on the left side this time. Brings it to the wing. Now baseline gets cut off. Pulls it back. Gets it to Arlita Brown. Arlita spins in the paint and kicks it out to Kaylee Miller for three out high left side.
Got
it.
There we go.
Rattled it home. Right on target. Caught all sides of the rim. But that one went through and make it 12-8. Now down to Worth. Kick it out to the right wing to Raps, who's back in. She fires a three. That's short. But the rebound comes down to Abby Berrickman. And she puts it, that's Maddie Berrickman, I'm sorry. And she puts it up and in on the left side. 14-8 Geneseo, 2:10 to play first quarter. Streaks with the basketball. Riley Jenkins hands off to Caden Slidick. She's got it between the circles to Lauren Livingston out high left side. Lauren down the left side of the lane, pulls it up high off the glass, missed it. Rebound comes down to Worth for Geneseo. Streaks get back this time. This is Maddie Berrickman on the run. Goes to the right baseline to...
Block Raps. By Riley.
And Riley Jenkins got the block on Raps. Now it's Kaylee Miller with it. Gives to Riley. She's got it out between the circles. Out high it goes to Lauren Livingston, left wing. Kaylee Miller with it. Kaylee holding on. Don't want to get a five call. Now gets it to Lauren Livingston down on the left baseline. Kicks inside to Arlita Brown. Out to Cadence Leidick. 18-footer from the right side. Bounces off. No good. Lauren Livingston with a good position. Up off the glass. Oh, couldn't get it to foul. A fall, but she's fouled. I think it's going to go against Allie Raps. We'll see who gets the foul. The foul does go against Raps. That's her second already. So that'll put Lauren Livingston at the free throw line with two shots. She's yet to score in the game. 1:21 to play first quarter. Streaks trailing 14-8. This is the first. It's strange how sometimes that those flat shots go in. I don't know. like the one on the other end from Worth. First one looked horrible. The second was flat, but just had enough angle to get through. Second shot for Lauren is good. Her first point of the night. And make it 14-9 with 1:20 to play in the quarter. Ludwig brings it across. Gives out high left side to Henderson. Henderson goes to the left elbow. Kicks out to Ludwig. Fake steps back. Fires a 19-footer. Missed it badly. And it's going to fall out of bounds and go back to the streaks.
Yeah, that definitely didn't look like that's part of her repertoire.
No.
She may want it to be, but...
She started to go. I thought she just should have been going down the lane.
Yeah, and she's
that's
had
more
success that way.
Yeah. Riley across midcourt right side. Beats the freshman Worth. Now goes to the wing. Right baseline to
good pass.
Lauren, into Audrey down on the right block. Up and in. Nice recognition by Lauren Livingston. Saw the mismatch for Audrey Peck. She lays it up and in. She's got six. And it's 14-11 with 47 seconds to play. Maddie Berrickman in the paint.
Shot blocked
by Audrey Peck. And they call the foul. Come on.
That's the second on Audrey. And she's going to have to come out of this ball game. That was a tough call right there. Because she had all ball on Berrickman.
So Audrey Peck with her second foul. Quickly, Kaylee Miller up off the bench to check back in. Maddie Berrickman to the free throw line with two shots. First one is good.
You know, Geneseo is going to be in a lot of trouble if they start calling the hand check because there hasn't been one time that Riley's brought the ball up the floor that you couldn't call a hand check. That last time she brought it up, Worth pretty much put an arm bar out in front of her that Riley had to go through.
Berrickman hits both shots. She's got four, 16-11 with 41 seconds to play in the quarter. So Ludwig actually is 21 points per game in Western Big Six play. Berrickman somewhere around 14. Three-pointer up and no good. Rebound knocked away by Caden Slidick. It's going to go back to the Maple. We saw maybe getting over the back on Ludwig, but they were not going to call that. 31.3 to play here in the quarter. Streaks trail 16-11. Geneseo 7-0 in the Western Big Six, 15-2 overall. And they are ranked fifth in tied for the fifth place ranking with Peoria High in Class 3A. They were ninth last week. Top of the key, this is Henderson with it. Dribbles right to the free throw line in the paint. Shot blocked by Chelsea Stevenson.
Oh, my gosh.
Rebound to Ludwig, and they call the foul again. I thought maybe there was a foul on Chelsea's shot. I don't think there was on that one.
Right.
And that's two now on Riley Jenkins. So Audrey Peck, Riley Jenkins with two. This is looking a lot like last Thursday night.
Right.
Jeez. Ludwig, first shot is up and good. Just her third point on the night. They get 17-11 Maple Leafs. So the Maple Leafs' two losses were bad losses. And one was to the Morton Potters who blew them out, and both down at State Farm. The other was to Richwoods, wasn't it? Or was it somebody else? Yeah.
I believe it was Richwoods and then Morton.
Richwoods is what? Ranked seventh now?
Yeah.
They're in the top 10 also.
They're a top 10 team as well.
And Rock Island just outside. They're about number 12 or 13 this week, and we see them next Thursday night.
Interestingly, Audrey and Riley are in the game right now. Oh, Chelsea, be careful of the half-court line.
4 seconds
she threw
to play.
It away.
Streaks turn it over. Maddie Berrickman down the right side lays it up just before the buzzer.
Oh,
missed
she
it.
Missed
oh,
it.
Wow, thank you for that, Maddie Berrickman. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Geneseo Maple Leafs 18, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
You guys get home okay last night?
No, it was so stressful. My kids were sound asleep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But I couldn't see anything. All of the headlights were streaky and the road was blurry and...
Yeah, you need to call Kehoe.
Night blindness can make even a short drive home a white-knuckle stress sesh. Make an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care to find out why your night vision is poor and what options are available to get you safely back on the road after dark.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team meets preseason favorite Rock Island in Western Big Six Conference action Friday. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage at 7:06 Friday night on WGIL.
Second quarter just underway here at John Field Gym. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Geneseo Maple Leafs 18-11. Top of the key, this is Worth with the ball for the Maple Leafs. Guarded by Audrey Peck, down the right side of the lane, kicks out to Matty Berrickman. Steps back, fires a three, got it. My goodness. Now that one looked good. That one, I guess it was Ludwig last time this came back, but Matty Berrickman nailed that one from the left corner, make it 21-11.
Seven straight points now for the Maple Leafs as the Streaks had cut the deficit down to 14-11 and now going back in the wrong direction.
Chelsea Stevenson on the dribble, out between the circles, picks up out high on the right side, gives to Riley Jenkins right of the center circle. She dribbles left, down the left side of the lane, gets knocked to the floor, no call.
Oh, wow!
My goodness! They put a hip into her and knocked her out of bounds, and she lost the ball. They just say, no, green ball. Wow.
Well, and I don't know if you're not going to call the foul, as Daniel Beach not looking for the ball, gets it off the face. If you're not going to call the foul, technically she traveled because she was getting knocked around. Oh, double dribble.
Beach called for a double dribble with nobody guarding her as she came across midcourt.
I think she might be a little out of sorts. She just took the ball off the face.
Yeah. Audrey Peck back in. She'll replace Arlita Brown. Audrey playing with two fouls. Riley Jenkins with two fouls. 7:05 to play here in the first half. Streaks trail 21-11.
Coach Massey really going to try to probably push the envelope here, knowing the significance of the game as well as the fact that team's already down by 10. You got to do something to get the team moving. Taking Audrey and Riley out, it's going to be tough. Another foul, no call. As right there, Riley's trying to cut through the lane, and she got held. And then we get a bump call at the other end.
Jeez. What is going on here? Lauren, I thought, had position. She might have brought the arm down. But still, like you said, Riley couldn't get the ball because they had a hold of her out on the pass for Kaylee Miller.
She was cutting through, and two players grabbed her as she was going through, and she got held up, and then it turned into a turnover.
Foul one against Lauren Livingston, her first. Cammie Ludwig at the free throw line. First one is up and good.
And it looked like the official was doing my least favorite thing that officials do and saying, well, that wasn't my call.
Right.
Well, if you see it, you'll work as a team.
Right. Gosh. Because we see it all the time, officials making calls from out of position.
We thought last week.
Right.
There was an official that was.
And 30-second timeout called by Geneseo this time with 6:47 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 23-11. Thanks again, Galesburg Nissan. We'll be driving a vehicle from Galesburg Nissan this Saturday when we head down to Morton for the Downstate Classic. We'll play a couple of games against the other fifth-ranked team here in the state, Peoria High, and then the top-ranked team in Class 3A, the Morton Potters. We'll see Peoria High at noon and then Morton at 6:30. And our two games will be on 92.7 FM, the Laser, because the boys will tip off at 11:30 here for the King Tournament, and then they'll tip off at, I believe, 6 for their late game Saturday night. Also, I want to mention again, we'll talk more about this at halftime. The boys have actually added a game They're going to be playing in a shootout up at Chicago Orr on Saturday the 25th. They get to play Lincoln Park, who's ranked 14th this week in 4A. They've lost to a team from Arizona. I thought somebody told me a team from Detroit, but they're 14-3. They've got three losses. Really, really good team, though. And, of course, Orr is the top-ranked team in 2A right now. And the nice shootout there, a lot of really good teams there.
Meanwhile,
I think there's 16 games.
Meanwhile, the girls lose a game as Canton's opted not to make up the game that was snowed out last week.
So Riley Jenkins to Kaylee Miller. Good defense from the Maple Leafs. 6:20 to play first half. Good Geneseo contingent here as far as the fans go.
Yeah, they travel well.
Down the right side lane. Kicks to Chelsea Stevenson for three from the right corner. Oh, too strong. Rebound. Audra Peck on the weak side. Puts up a little hook shot. Got it. Nice little running. Almost a hook shot. Half hooked there by Audrey Peck. She's got eight of the Streaks 13.
Nobody picked up Beach again.
Beach ran down the right side of the lane. Laid it up and in. Nobody got her. The Streaks were back, but they had their backs turned.
Well, then nobody picked her up. Yeah. And that's the second time we've seen that where the Streaks just kind of get lost on defense. Somebody doesn't pick up an assignment.
12-point lead now for the Maple Leafs, 25-13, 5:44 to play here in first half. Chelsea Stevenson, the drive. Shot got blocked. Kaylee Miller came down with it. Couldn't hit the shot. Now the rebound. Somehow they got it off to Beach. It was, who was that? Abby Berrickman. Now Maddie. Now it's
I actually Beach thought that was a pass by Chelsea.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it looked like she kind of decided at the last second to flip it to Kaylee.
Well, it was a good pass then. Oh, a three-pointer blocked. Maddie Berrickman had her three blocked by Riley Jenkins. Chelsea Stevenson comes away with it.
Well, right there, Riley learning from before. Berrickman tried to pull that same step-back move, and Riley just moved in with her and blocked the shot.
It's a quick release, but she's got a flat shot.
It's a low trajectory, too.
Kaylee Miller looks for help, gives to Lauren Livingston down high on the right side in front of the Geneseo bench. She drives baseline. A runner is up. Got some contact. No good. Audrey Peck with another offensive rebound. Little fadeaway. No, and they finally thank you.
I am stunned that we finally got a call on
Danielle Beach. Oh, thank you so much. That is the fourth team foul now on Geneseo. I mean, there's only five on the Streaks, but there was a whole lot of fouls that have not been called,
though. Right.
So Audrey Peck goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 8 points in the game. First one is up and good. So Audrey looks like she's kind of got that confidence back that she had, especially in the holiday tournament.
Yeah, and that's a big key for the Streaks to be able to win this game. They need somebody to get going from the outside, but if somebody can get going from the outside and Audrey plays well inside, it's a pretty nice combo.
And Audrey hits both free throws. She's got 10, make it 25-15. Just under 5 minutes to play first half. Long down court pass to Abby Berrickman down on the left side. Or rather, that's Maddie to Abby. Now in the paint, it goes to Worth. Missed the runner. Rebound, Riley Jenkins. Streaks on the run, 2-on-2. No numbers, but Riley splits the defenders, lays it up.
Oh, Hauser!
Boy, took contact again.
They're on the shooting arm.
Now Worth running the floor and gets the pass, puts it up and in. What is going on? Riley Jenkins cannot get a call. Well, not just her, but.
Well, and I don't know how you don't call that because it was clearly on her arm.
Lily Hudgens in the game, fires a three from the left corner. A little bit short rebound to Abby Berrickman. Now it's Maddie Berrickman running the floor. Right side picks up, bounces down the block to Ludwig. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck, but coming down with it is Worth. And now Arlita Brown's going to get called for the foul from behind. That'll be her first. And that will send Worth to the free throw line with two shots. She went 1-for-2 her first time there. She's got 5 points. 6-1 freshman for Geneseo. 27-15, the lead for the Maple Leafs, and that one rolls off. No good. Lauren Livingston back in. She'll replace Audrey Peck, who's playing with two fouls. 4:10 to play first half. Yes, it is a strange Wednesday night game because Geneseo is playing in a Martin Luther King tournament at Kewaunee with games Friday, two Saturday, and Monday as well. And they asked Coach Massey if we could switch nights, and Coach agreed to it. Oh, nice
pass.
Lauren Livingston to Arlita Brown, who puts it up and in and takes the contact. Wow, what a great job by Lauren down the right side of the lane. Drew the defender, dumped it off to Arlita. She had the presence of mind to get it up and in and take the contact and the chance at the traditional three-point play for the senior, one of the three seniors being honored here tonight. Shot for Arlita is up and good. So we cut it to single digits. The Streaks trail by 9 now, 27-18. Now Maddie Berrickman, another three, airballed that one, but the rebound went right into the hands of Worth to the left baseline. Three-pointer up and no good by Abby Berrickman. This time the rebound goes off the hands of Maddie Berrickman, and it'll go back to the Streaks.
First shot for Abby Berrickman in the game. Last time we played this team, she had eight.
Danielle Beach back in. She replaces Faith Henderson. They'll guard Riley all over the floor again. It's Worth running with her. Gives way to Cadence Lydick, who's in for the Streaks now. To Lauren Livingston out high right side. Now Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Riley goes to the right, back to the left, inside the free throw line. Kicks to Arlita Brown, left corner. Back out of high left side. It goes to Lily Hudgens. Now Lauren Livingston with it. Fakes down in the middle of the paint. Puts it up off the glass. Can't hit, but they call the foul. Thank you. This young lady is calling some fouls now. Thank you. We appreciate it. And it's going to go against.
Is that Abby Berrickman?
Oh, yeah. No, it's Abby. Abby Berrickman picks up the foul. That's her first, and that's 16 fouls apiece. Lauren Livingston to the free throw line with two shots. She was one for two for the first time of the line and hits the first this time around. Kaylee Miller back in. She replaces Lily Hudgens. 3:24 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 27-19. Second shot is up, and that is no good. Rebound comes down to Maddie Berrickman for Geneseo. Being guarded by Lauren Livingston to Ludwig at the free throw line. Kicks it out right side to Beach. Beach fakes, pulls up with a 17-footer right side. Good. Jeez. My goodness. Daniel Beach hit a three, and now she's got a couple of twos. She's got nine, make it 29-19, 3 minutes to play first half.
She didn't score in the first match of these two teams.
I don't even think she played that much, did she, in that one?
I hit her for five rebounds,
okay.
So she at least played a little bit.
I thought, yeah. This is Riley Jenkins out high on the right side, goes back to the left, left elbow, down the left side of the lane. Nobody got her, puts it up, and fouled again.
Riley found a call.
Yeah, by the official that wasn't calling anything. And it's going to go against
Beach.
Danielle Beach. That's her second. So Riley Jenkins to the free throw line with two shots. She was one for two her first time at the line. 2:45 to play in the half, 29-19. And Riley missed the first. Man, struggling a little bit here tonight.
Well, she doesn't look like she took a lot of she shot that one a little quick.
Yeah.
Usually you see her, she eyes it up for a second and then puts it up and has some nice arc on it. That time, no arc. Flat off the back of the rim. I thought that was good.
Lauren Livingston gets the rebound, though, on the right baseline. She'll penetrate into the paint. Fakes, puts up the five-footer. Missed it. And Kaylee Miller got pushed on the rebound by Beach. And now a long down court pass to Ludwig running the floor, laid it up and in. They are good at it.
Yeah,
they got to get back.
When you practice it, it makes it easier to know. You know, it's tough. For a team like the Streaks that doesn't see it a lot, it's tough to get in that mindset that, hey, we can't get caught watching. Somebody's got to run.
Riley Jenkins in the right corner. Fakes, drives in, and gets hammered. Thank you.
Oh, jeez, that was a late call.
Late whistle. I mean, the ball, Geneseo already had the ball by the time she blew the whistle, but Riley's going to go to the free throw line. I hope it should be with two shots. If not, it'll be a one-on-one. Yep, they are giving her two. So Riley back to the line. She's just one for four tonight from the free throw line, but she'll head back there with 2:13 to play. I mean, she got absolutely hammered, and it was a late whistle.
Well, and interestingly enough, it looked like the official on the baseline was waiting for the sideline official to make the call, and when he didn't, she finally decided she was going to make the call.
First shot up and good for Riley Jenkins. Make it 31-20. She can cut it to 10 with 2:13 to play here in the first half. During halftime of the sophomore game, they honored had all the junior Streaks players and the junior high teams out on the floor. That was a lot of them out there. So bodes well for the program based on the numbers anyway. As Riley hits the second and cut it to a 10-point lead, 31-21. Three-pointer left baseline. Maddie Berrickman missed it. Over the back was Worth. Went over the back of Arlita Brown, but she came down with the ball and went out of bounds or lost it out anyway. So the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. 2:01 to play in the half. Streaks trailing 31-21. Riley Jenkins cross midcourt.
I mean, it's not a lot of contact, but it just kills me when Worth just swipes at her and touches body and no calls made.
Kaylee Miller, three from the left baseline.
And here we go.
Now Ludwig on the run out. She got the long rebound, lays it up and in. And Coach Massey's going to call another timeout. 10 points for Ludwig, and this will be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 1:42 to play in the half. It's Geneseo 33, Galesburg 21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Having a hard time finding qualified candidates to fill your open positions? What if you could speak directly to thousands of potential candidates? All you need to do is visit galesburg.info, keyword jobs, to learn more about radio and web recruitment. Hurry, the perfect employee may be listening right now.
Congratulations to Jackie Beck of Woodhull, who won $50 when she was spotted wearing a blue WGIL button. To find out how you can get your button and win, go to WGIL.com.
1:35 to play in the halftime. Meredith there. Gibson. Kaylee Miller drives left baseline. Shot blocked from behind. And now the official out of position made the call from over in front of the Geneseo bench. And that's going to put Kaylee Miller at the free throw line. Was there contact? I thought
yeah,
there was.
Yeah, I think there was. Yeah. But the baseline official's not half the play. He doesn't call anything.
Yeah. Foul goes against Faith Henderson. That is her second. I must have missed one on her. So Kaylee Miller.
She got the last one when Riley went in.
First free throw for the senior is good. She's got 4 points. 1:31 to play. 33-22, Streaks lead. Second shot for Kaylee, up and good. Give her five and cut it back to a 10-point lead again for Geneseo.
You know, Ludwig might be averaging 21 points a game in conference play, but I have to guess at least 10 to 12 of those are layups on
right,
the fast
run outs, yep.
Because they do a good job of knowing she's going to be down the floor and kicking it out to her.
Henderson knocked away by Lauren Livingston. Arlita Brown comes up with it. Now Riley Jenkins across midcourt, left side, and she'll set the offense with 105 to play in the half. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson back out right of the center circle to Riley Jenkins. Now Lauren Livingston gives to Kaylee Miller on the left wing. Kaylee stops. Back to Lauren going down the left side. Fakes, puts it up off the glass and in. Nice play by the Streaks. A little two-man game there between Kaylee Miller and Lauren Livingston.
Well, a great body control right there by Lauren because she was able to take a jab step in, make the defense go, and then get the shot up without traveling.
Ludwig missed the shot to Abby Berkman with a rebound, and oh, come on. Now reach is going to be called on. Is it Kaylee or Lauren? No over-the-back call. Lauren Livingston, so she's got two as well. So Lauren Livingston, Riley Jenkins, Audrey Peck, all with two fouls for the Streaks. And that'll put Abby Berkman at the free throw line with, is this a one and bonus? Or is this
it should be the one and one.
Yep, one and one attempt here for Abby Berkman. Back in for the Streaks. Who just checked back in?
Caden Slider.
Oh, Caden Slider. All right, free throw no good. Rebound comes down to Lauren Livingston. 37 seconds to play. Down court it goes to Chelsea Stevenson in the left corner. Brings it back out to the wing. Now takes it out high and gives to Arlita Brown. To the right wing it goes to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee gets picked from Arlita. Looks for some help. Oh, tried to bounce for Lauren Livingston. Lauren went the other way, though. Worth comes up with it down the right side. And
Kaylee had the right idea. Mm-hmm. Worth, I think, knocked the ball away.
Yeah.
I think she was trying to bounce the ball.
Okay.
It's not that Lauren went the wrong way. It's that Worth got her hand on the ball and knocked it away.
Foul went against Kaylee Miller as Worth was running four, couldn't hit the shot. So Ann Worth goes to the free throw line. She's just, that was even worse. She's 1 for 5 from the line.
Yeah, she tipped the box out here. You'd really love to get this one, keep this one under double digits going into half.
Alicia Mackey, a 5'9 junior in for the Maple Leafs. She replaces Abby Berkman. 17.2 to play, missed it. And a rebound, Lauren Livingston snatches it away, and she'll bring it up court. 13 seconds to play. Now it's Kaylee Miller with it. And the ball gets knocked away by Worth, and she tried to walk the tightrope. She stepped out of bounds, tried to knock it back into herself.
I'm kind of surprised Coach Massey doesn't have Riley in the game right now.
Well, I don't know. I guess he doesn't want her to pick up that third after.
I get that, but you're on offense here, and, you know, she's the best on the team at running the offense.
4 seconds to play. Kaylee Miller, Lauren Livingston, stops, fires, top of the key, banks it, no good. We have played one half of basketball. At least we got the lead to single digits now. They had as much as, a 12-point lead, and it's now an 8-point lead. At the half, it is Geneseo 33, Galesburg 25. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down the halftime scoreboard, which there's not going to be a whole lot on that. It's going to be more talking about the upcoming schedule. Run down our halftime stats and more. Streaks trail 33-25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
If you're trying to sell your home and the little for sale by owner yard sign isn't getting the attention it deserves, list your property on Galesburg.info. With pictures, descriptions, and radio ads, we'll get your home noticed. Go to Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO, for details.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Galesburg High School, John Field Gym, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the fifth-ranked Geneseo Maple Leafs by a score of 33-25. They had as much as a 12-point lead in that second quarter. Streaks able to cut it to single digits. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Here on senior night, the Galesburg sophomores came out with a win. They defeated Geneseo 47-46. Coach Mike Ruck squad comes out with a nice win here tonight. As we mentioned, Geneseo now the number five team in Class 3A. Morton at number one, 19-0 on the season. We'll see them Saturday night. Geneseo ranked fifth. They're tied with Peoria High. We'll see the Peoria High Lions on Saturday afternoon. Both games at Morton as part of the Downstate Classic. Of course, as of right now, this is all depending on the weather, too, because it could be a weekend like last weekend was. So, we're not totally sure what's going to happen with that. Talked a little bit with Galesburg High School Athletic Director Eric Matthews prior to the game. He said, yeah, he's talked to Coach Mass. He said, yeah, if we don't play, we don't play. We'd like to at least make at least one, if not both of them up. So we'll see. But anyway, Montini is number two. Bethalto Civic Memorial, three. The Richwoods Knights are number four. So we've got three of the top top 10 teams in our regional sectional complex. I'm not sure about Geneseo. I haven't actually looked, but they may be in there too. I'm not sure. Then the Rock Island Rocks will check in at the number 13 spot. They got three votes this week. In Class 2A, the Knoxville Blue Bullets, still the number three team with their 21-1 record. Lewistown still number one in Class 1A. Those two teams will meet once again. On the boys' side, the Galesburg Silver Streaks check in at the number 11 spot this week. Rock Island is tied for the 7th spot with Peoria Notre Dame. Niles Notre Dame, the number one team in Class 3A. Lincoln Park, they're public league, right? Lincoln Park, are they public league?
Yes, I believe so.
They're 14-3. They're ranked 9th in 4A, and our boys will see them at the Chicago Ore Shootout, which is coming up on Saturday the 25th. It'll be a 4 o'clock game. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman. That game just got added. They were looking for a team. I'm not sure what happened, because initially Lincoln Park was supposed to play Romeoville, and for whatever reason Romeoville dropped out, and they were looking for a team. And as I understand it, they were trying to get DeKalb to come, because Mike Reynolds having a great year up there. They're at their limit of games, and he knew that we had missed a game last Saturday with the weather, so he knew we had one to give. So Ryan Hart, Eric Matthews, got a hold of him and said, yep, we'll play you guys. So that'll be good for the Streaks. Kind of see where you're at against probably perhaps the best team they'll see this year.
Yeah. Well, it's also a nice bonding trip for the team, too.
Right.
You know, they went to Taylorville earlier for the holiday tournament, so this is going to be another one of those opportunities for them.
All right, the upcoming schedule looks like this. The Galesburg High boys basketball team will be back at it on Friday night as they will play host to the Rock Island Rocks. As we just mentioned, Rock Island is tied for the seventh spot or something in the 3A boys. So that should be a battle here at John Thiel Gym. Come out and check that one out if you can't. Listen to Brad and Steve Friday night, and that'll be about 7:10 for the pregame, 7:30 tip. Then Saturday, it's a busy schedule. Here on WGIL, the Galesburg High boys will be playing two games. The first, if I can find the schedule for Saturday, where are we at? Here we go. Let's see, the first game, they will take on, where are we at? 18th. Okay, they'll in the Martin Luther King tournament, they'll play Noble out of the Chicago Public League. That'll be 11:10 for the pregame, 11:30 tip. And then coming up at 5:40, 6 o'clock tip, they'll play Danville on Saturday night. Those games both here on WGIL. The girls, meanwhile, as we mentioned, the Downstate Classic, Eric and I will take the air from Morton. We'll be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. The first game will be about 11:40 for the pregame, a noon tip. And then the second game, 6:10, pregame, 6:30 tip against Morton. And following the boys' game, we will join the Illinois Fighting Illini in progress. They'll be on the road at Purdue. So that's what the upcoming schedule looks like. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks trail 33-25. We'll come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, talks about why Toyota rocks.
Toyota is the number one manufacturer in the world. They sell more vehicles than anyone else. You've got the Camry and the Corolla have been number one in this country for over a decade now. There's a reason for that. The product speaks for itself, and we always encourage people to do their own homework. Go to an independent site, a Better Business Bureau, Consumer Reports, and you will find that every model Toyota is a recommended buy. You know, we're proud of that, but more importantly, our customers are proud of that.
Find the Toyota of your dreams at Galesburg Toyota, online at GalesburgToyota.com.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Mandy Balser from WGIL, reminding you that the Galesburg Public Library can help your kids come up with the best Lego creations. The library's Lego Mania Club meets the second Tuesday of every month. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. A winter storm watch will be in effect Friday afternoon through Saturday afternoon for Warren, Mercer, Henry, Henderson, Hancock, and McDonough counties. Gradually clearing skies tonight, low of 11, sunny with a high of 23. Tomorrow, wind chill down to 4 below. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds with a low down around 16. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 25 at WGIL.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show with Matthew Spaulding of Hillsdale College on the impeachment trial.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Halftime here. Our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velzer, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Streaks led in scoring by Audrey Peck with 10 points on 4 baskets, 2 for 2 for the line. 5 points for Kaylee Miller, a 3 and a couple of free throws. 3 for Riley Jenkins on 3 for 6 from the line. 4 points for Lauren Livingston, a basket, 2 for 4 from the line. 3 points for Arlita Brown on a basket, free throw. Streaks 10 for 15 from the line, 1 3-pointer. 10 points for Cammie Ludwig for Geneseo. 7 for Maddie Berrickman. 9 for Danielle Beach. 5 for Ann Worth. 2 points for Allie Rapps. 9 for 15 from the line, a couple of 3-pointers.
5 turnovers for Geneseo, 7 for the Streaks. Streaks out-rebounded 21-18, including 8-6 on the offensive boards. Streaks gave up 7 second-chance points to Geneseo in that first half. Geneseo 12 of 29 from the field, 2 of 9 from distance. Streaks were 7 of 23, 1 of 8 from distance.
Streaks with the ball to start the second half. Kaylee Miller drives left baseline, can't hit the shot. Coming away with a rebound is Maddie Berrickman. A nice job by Lauren Livingston knocking the pass away, but goes back into the hands of Geneseo as it's wraps back in. She was out with some foul trouble early in the game. She picked up two early fouls and sat most of the first half. And the paint, got to be a three-second call. Now Lauren Livingston rips the ball away from Abby Berrickman.
Yeah, definitely wanted the three-second call or the three-second call up until the point the steal happened.
And Lauren couldn't get the layup to fall. Geneseo comes away with it. This is Raps down the right side of the lane. Nobody cut her off, laid it up and in. That's her second basket. She had 2 points in the first half. Again, first half stats, halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Kayla Miller, left wing.
Wasn't her other 2 points a play where nobody cut her off
at the beginning
of the game?
Lauren Livingston down the left block gets sandwiched, and the foul's going to go,
Should be against Ludwig.
Yeah. No, they didn't call Ludwig. They called Beach. Oh, no, they did.
No, they called Beach. That's
They did call Beach. So she's got three. That would have been two on Ludwig. Unfortunately, but Beach gets the call. Yeah, I was with you. I thought it should have gone against Ludwig. Lauren Livingston's first free throw is up and good. She's got five now. And Worth is back in. She'll replace Beach. 35-26, Streaks trail, 6:47 to play, third quarter. Lauren Livingston's second shot is good. So after going 2 for 4 in the hit 1 for 2 each time in the first half, she hits both of them there. 35-27, back to the 8-point lead for Geneseo. This is Worth out high on the right side. Right wing it goes to Ludwig. Bounces down the block to Maddie Berrickman. Missed the shot, and the rebound comes down to Chelsea Stevenson. Double dribble. They didn't call it. She'll bring it across the timeline. Chelsea Stevenson with it to Lauren Livingston between the circles. Out high left side to Lauren Livingston. Riley Jenkins. Riley on the wing. Top of the key, Kaylee Miller fires a three from straight on. Bounces off, no good. Lauren Livingston with a rebound. Puts it up left baseline. Good! Lauren Livingston coming alive here in the second half. She's got eight to make it 35-29. 6 minutes to play in the quarter. Now they get to Abby Berkman going down the right side of the lane. And, boy, she called a hack. Maybe with the body. I don't even know. And it goes against Audrey Peck. That's her third foul. Or her fourth. They just said her fourth.
They did. I only had her for 3-2.
Yeah, and Kaylee thought it was on her.
And Coach Massey's saying, why wasn't it on Kaylee?
We both only got her for three fouls.
And Coach Massey's going to call a timeout to argue the
Yeah, and Audrey Peck's talking to the official also. It wasn't her.
I didn't think Audrey was involved in the play.
She was near it, but wow, that is huge.
That's a huge foul for the
Streaks. Well, I don't know where we missed a foul on her then.
Let's see. Are they changing it? No, they're
no, because she changed to a full timeout.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a bad call. Kaylee Miller, because Kaylee knew it, because she kind of looked at the official because she knew it was going to be called on her.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That you can change that call.
Right. Well, I don't understand the official making. I didn't think Audrey was involved in the play. It was Kaylee that got drove on. And what happened was Berkman cut the lane, came straight across the middle of the lane. Kaylee picked her up late, ended up on her backside, and they called a hack, but
yeah, and she had maybe bumped her with her body also.
Right.
So I don't know where. What? Wow. So Audrey, well, now he's got to, she's got to come back on the floor then. Well, no, I guess he didn't have to. Now he's got Arlita.
Why can't he check her in right here? That his one free throw has already been shot.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's up and good for Abby Berrickman. Did she make the first, by the way?
She did.
Okay. Oh, wait.
What are they saying now?
Because it was 37. I thought they were already at 37. Should they be at 39?
No, it was 35-29.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
So yeah, it was 35-29, two free throws, 37-29.
Yeah.
And Coach Hardison having some issue with the officials there, too. I'm not sure what.
Riley nearly lost it. Good job picking up. Now gets tripped up
by
Worth.
This is going to be Worth, and I don't think this was a foul. So.
Yeah. They might have got their feet tangled.
Right. And I didn't even think they did. Yeah. I thought Riley got through and just slipped.
First foul on Worth. Second team foul here in the second half on the Maple Leafs. Riley will inbound from the left baseline. Bounces for Chelsea Stevenson on the right side. Lost the handle. I think maybe Abby Berkman got a hand in there, but it went off of Chelsea last. And it goes back to the Maple Leafs. We didn't have as many turnovers in the first half as I thought we did.
Yeah, it was only seven. Four of those came in the first quarter, three in the second quarter.
Yeah. I guess the fact that they were spread out made it seem like more. This is Ludwig on the dribble. Left side goes left baseline to Abby Berkman outside the three-point arc. That's a double dribble. She dropped the ball. She caught the ball, held it. She dribbled it once, picked it up, and then she took off dribbling again.
Yeah, I was looking to see if any of the officials signaled that it had gotten hit, but there's no signal.
How in the world did you miss that?
But instead, it's the third foul on Lauren Livingston.
My goodness. Cadence Lydic checks in. She replaces Chelsea Stevenson. How did you miss? She caught the ball, and she dribbled it. She didn't drop it. She dribbled it once, picked it up, and then did a pivot, and then dribbled it, took off dribbling.
Wow.
Fourth foul.
That's going to be the fourth foul on Lauren. And I don't know how you call that foul. It was a ball that was flipped inside Berkman, and it was a 50-50 ball, and they both got hands on it. Nobody even touched the other player.
Wow. So now Lily Hudgens.
That is nuts.
And she'll replace Lauren Livingston. Unbelievable.
I don't know if these guys aren't watching the same game or...
I mean, how are you not following the ball? Nobody saw the double dribble, and that foul, who knows where that came from. And it comes to Worth, left block, puts it up and rolled it in. And Worth with seven now, and it's back to a 10-point lead, 39-29, 5:23 to play here in the third quarter. Alita Brown on high left side. Her pass tapped away, and now it's stolen. And this is Worth on the run on a nice pass from Abby Berkman. Worth lays it up right side and in. Another run out for the Maple Leafs. Make it 41-29. Left wing, Lily Hudgens picks up. Nice backdoor pass to Riley Jenkins. Oh, maybe it was a little bit off the mark. And
well,
and
Geneseo's playing, I think, pack line defense. Every time the ball gets down there, they're dropping everybody into the passing lanes and taking them away.
Worth down the left side, kicks out. Left wing, Berkman, Maddie Berkman. Now back to Worth on the left baseline. She dropped it. Now picked it up and gives to Abby Berkman. And now... That official was totally out of position again. On the near side of the floor, the official was there, and I would say Kaylee was hand-checking, but the official on the far side of the floor with no angle made the call. He's the same one that called the fourth on Lauren. That is two now on Kaylee Miller, and Audrey Peck's going to check back in with her four fouls. Kaylee will take a seat. Cadence Lydic in as well. 4:44 to play in the third. 41-29 is the Geneseo lead. Maddie Berkman penetrates right side up off the glass. Missed it. Worth with a rebound. Oh,
wow.
Come on. Jeez. Worth comes down with a rebound. Arlita Brown standing straight up. Worth leans in, and they call Arlita for the foul.
Well, I didn't even see contact.
Yeah, she was straight up and down. Jeez.
You got to have contact for there to be a foul. Then there was no contact.
Yeah. Free throw this time is up and good for Worth.
Streaks just getting buried with fouls right now.
Yep. 5-2 now is the discrepancy here in the second half as Worth hits both free throws this time. Again, full court pressure from Allie Raps against Riley Jenkins, and they won't call the hand check, of course. Arlita Brown, top of the key out high left side. Riley Jenkins. Goes down to Lauren.
Oh, wow. Now Peck. We're going to get a bump call.
Yeah, from on Ludwig. Or no, it's on Maddie Berkman. That is her first foul in the basketball game, believe it or not.
I had her hit for two.
Okay. Oh, no, you're right. It is. See, I'm confused. I lost several of them on here somehow. So that's her second. The Streaks throw it away on the inbound. Riley tried to get to Audrey, overthrew her. And... the Maple Leafs get it back with 4:25 to play, leading 43-29.
Streaks unraveling here, Tom. Yeah. Fortunately, four turnovers and just giving up a bunch of fouls, and they haven't solved the puzzle yet and seem to have regressed from what we saw. It looked like in the second quarter they started to figure things out.
Now an overthrow by Ludwig. It'll go back to the Streaks. Nice post defense by Audrey Peck there. 4:07 to play third. Streaks down by 12 once again, 43-29. Or actually 14 now. Riley Jenkins out high right side, penetrates, kicks out to Chelsea Stevenson, baseline. Now she'll penetrate. Runner in the paint is two strongs. Rebound tapped by Audrey Peck, but coming away with a Ludwig. Gets Worth running the floor again, lays it up and in.
Streaks have got to get back. You just can't have that. I mean, there's just too many uncontested layups right now. Now we're going to get an illegal screen on Audrey. If that's an illegal screen on Audrey, that's her fifth. That's her fifth.
Oh, my goodness. Cadence Leidick running the floor had a layup, and I don't know where that came from because she was already at the basket when the whistle blew, and Audrey was out further mid-post or outside. So Audrey Peck just fouled out of the basketball game. She was having a good one. She had 10 points in the first half.
I was kind of surprised he went back to her, but I'm sure he felt like he needed to do something to try to stem the tide. 10 points, 4 rebounds for Audrey, one block as she fouls out. Travel.
Now Ludwig, yep, travel with it, and coming away with it is Arlita Brown. Now Riley Jenkins to Chelsea Stevenson, left baseline for three. Short rebound comes down to Maddie Berkman. Down the court, this is Henderson running the floor, and travel. Thank you. You better not call a foul on that. She went up and down.
Coach Hardison asking if there was a block, but
yeah, she went up and she caught. I mean, even if there was, she caught it and came down with it. Even if they tapped it, but it never left her hands at all. They might have gotten a hand on it as she went up, but Kaylee Miller back in. She'll replace Cadence Leidick. 3:17 to play in the third. 45-29 is the Geneseo lead. Bradley Jenkins. 3:10 to play. They're pushing her coming across, and they're not going to. My goodness, I don't get it. Nice move by Lauren Livingston. Sidestepped the defender, couldn't get the shot to fall on the left side. Going to the floor is Worth. Got it to Maddie Berkman. Now it's Henderson on the left wing. Gives to Maddie Berkman out high right side. It's Raps. Raps penetrates to the free throw line. Gives to Henderson. Top of the key. Travel. No call. Kicks out to Worth on the left wing. 15-footer up and good.
She's having herself a game right now.
Absolutely. I would have.
She has 8 points here in the third quarter. 10 points here in the third quarter.
After the way she shot her free throws, I would have given her that shot out there all night. But she
right.
nailed it. It was flat again, but she nailed it. But she hit her last two free throws, though, too.
Tom, Chelsea's got to be ready to shoot. That's the second time she's got the ball wide open and wasn't ready to pull the trigger.
Top of the key, Arlita Brown. Riley Jenkins out high left side. Pulls it back. Bounces for Kaylee Miller. Left baseline. Fires a 19-footer. Good! Right on top of the arc that time. So Kaylee Miller getting her shot back. She's got 7. 47-31. Maple Leafs. 2 minutes to play. Third quarter. Ludwig on the dribble. Nice defense by Riley
what
Jenkins.
What is the call here?
Timeout.
I thought they were going to call it because she had just gone by Riley, so I thought they were calling a foul on Riley.
30-second timeout by Scott Hardison, the Geneseo coach, with 1:59 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trailing 47-31. Well, that Audrey is a tough loss because of the first half she had, and you thought, you know, maybe we get in the second half, establish that again, and just keep cutting into that lead because that's kind of how we did it.
Yeah, well, and that plus the Streaks don't have a lot of size on the roster, let alone, you know, of the regular players. And when you lose her, that takes a large chunk of any size and, you know, shot deterrence in the lane away.
Maple Leafs with it. They'll inbound on the near side out near midcourt. It'll be Raps and Cadence Leidick up playing the ball. And it comes to Ludwig at midcourt. Guarded by Riley Jenkins. Picks up, looks for help, gets to Abby Berkman out high on the left side, being guarded by Kaylee Miller. Now Ludwig down the left side, puts it up.
What
oh
is the
goodness.
Foul? She was straight
Arlita
up and
Brown,
down.
Straight up and down. Ludwig turned and put the shot up, and they call the foul again. This is absolutely horrible. My goodness.
You can't play defense any different than that.
Yeah.
Other than Arlita just running away from the play.
She did exactly what she's supposed to do. Wow.
And Ludwig jumped into her. And there wasn't even that much contact.
That's three now on Arlita Brown. Oh, my goodness. 11 for Ludwig as he hits the first free throw.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, I can see why she's getting 21 points a game, too.
Well,
because these officials, my Lord. Crap.
Now Worth got a hold of Arlita's arm going after the rebound, and it's going to bounce off Geneseo and hit the official out of bounds. So it'll go back to the Streaks with 1:43 to play in the quarter. 48-31 Maple Leafs. I'm just waiting for Riley to get called for a charge when there's no contact.
Right.
That's just what I expect tonight. Lauren Livingston back in with her four fouls. Kaylee Miller, left wing.
Well, I'll tell you what, out. Coach Mancy has way more composure than I do, because I would have gotten a T by now.
Now Worth, with some contact, gets the steal right side, lays it up in. Lauren Livingston couldn't do anything there because she would have picked up her her fifth foul. 12 in the quarter for Worth, 17 for the game, the 6-1 freshman. Riley Jenkins bumped again, no call. Out high left side to Arlita Brown, and she double dribbled too, and they didn't call it. Do they not understand when you catch it, then drop it? That counts as your dribble. Caden Zlidek, I think, traveled
before
her shot.
I'm going to go with no.
And Streak gets the rebound. Lauren Livingston puts it up, and I don't know if there's any contact, but they called it on Faith Henderson. Nice job by Lauren Livingston, got the inside position. She put it up and in, and she will go to the free throw line with a chance at the traditional three-point play. Lauren now with 10 in the game. And Camellia Schwartzman's going to get up off the bench for the Streaks. Lily Hudgens back in. Chelsea Stevenson back in. Caden Slidek, Kaylee Miller, and Arlita Brown will get a break with 55.4 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trailing 50-33. Back in for Geneseo is Alicia Mackey. She'll replace Faith Henderson.
Has she been in yet?
Yeah, she was in once in the late in the first half.
I
just for
that.
About 30 seconds, I think. Lauren Livingston free throw is perfect. She's hit three in a row now. Make it 50-34. 52 seconds to play in the third. This is Rapps, right side on the wing. Picks up. Top of the key, it gives to Mackey. Left wing, this is Maddie Berrickman. Puts on the floor. Picks up. Bounces down to the block to Abby Berrickman. Puts up the five-footer up and in for Abby Berrickman. That's her first basket. She's got 3 points. 52-34. Is 18 the biggest lead now?
Yeah.
Lauren Livingston between the circles.
Oh, I take that back there by 19 at 50-31.
Lily Hudgens, three-pointer left wing, no good. Camellia Schwartzman with a rebound, puts it up. Good! Nice job by Camellia Schwartzman. Comes in, gets the offensive rebound and put back, and make it 52-36, 10 seconds to play. Had to rip the rebound away from one of the defenders and got the shot up and in. And now a turnover as Camellia, again, a good job defensively. Worth couldn't hold on. Lauren Livingston, long three at the buzzer, no good. We have played three quarters. And the Geneseo Maple Leafs leading the Galesburg Silver Streaks after three. Geneseo 52, Galesburg 36. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights and everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
It's easily the worst job of all time. I have to suit up in rubber gloves and tie a shirt over my face to deal with the fumes, and then you scrub till your arm aches and you're sweating and it still doesn't look great. Grout is my mortal enemy.
With one phone call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, you'll never have to scrub grout again. In just a matter of days, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system that won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Transform your bathroom and say goodbye to grout for good. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, John Thiel, Jim. Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Geneseo Maple Leafs 52-36. Geneseo with a basketball to start the fourth quarter. Maddie Berrickman out high right side. And, oh, come on. She went through three.
Who's this going to be on?
Yeah, exactly.
If it's on Lauren, she's gone. If it's on Riley, she's got three.
Nope, they called Riley. That's her third foul. That's going to put Maddie Berrickman at the free throw line. With two shots, she's got 7 points in the game. Those all she hadn't even scored in the second half yet until now.
Hasn't needed to, though.
Yeah, that's true. Senior night here. Hopefully it won't end up being a disappointment. Not looking good right now for the Streaks, trailing 53-36, 7:42 to play in the game. Second shot up and good as well for Matty Berrickman.
Yeah, the Streaks are going to need a big run here to get back into this one.
Riley Jenkins, again, hand check not called.
Gets
to Lauren
there.
Livingston. Lauren down the left side of the lane. Splits the defenders, puts it up, got it, and she's fouled. Nice job by Lauren once again.
Now, I could have seen that called as a travel because she pulled the foot when she cut through the defenders, but nonetheless, it's going to be the fourth foul on Danielle Beach.
So Lauren now with 13 in the game and a chance to make it 14 with another traditional three-point play. She just had one late in the third quarter, and she hits that one as well. She's hit four free throws in a row. 7.5 to play. So Audrey Peck has already fouled out for the Streaks. Lauren Livingston with four fouls. Riley Jenkins with three fouls. Three fouls for Arlita Brown as well. A couple of phantom fouls on Arlita. Right wing, this is Matty Berrickman. Guarded by Kaylee Miller. Nice job by Kaylee cutting off the baseline. Berrickman pulls it back out. Now spins into the paint. Throws it up with the left hand. No good. Riley with a rebound. Riley on the run. Streaks with numbers. Riley left side. Penetrates, gets bumped by Raps. No call. The ball goes out of bounds, and Streaks turn it over. I don't understand how you can make some of the calls you're making and not call all the contact out of the perimeter. It's just unbelievable. This is Ludwig across midcourt left side. Now throws up the runner off the glass and good. Not much Riley could do there at that point because she doesn't want to pick up number four. That's 13 for Ludwig, make it 56-39.
Well, in that situation, you just got to run out and sprint out in front of Ludwig, try to cut her off because you know where she's going.
Mackey pushed off on Lily Hudgens, runs it down, laid it up, and got it. On the Streaks turnover. And make it 58-39. Back to the 19-point lead. Hey, that's the first bump out on the perimeter yet. It's going to go against Raps. With 6:34 to play, five team fouls now on Geneseo. That is third on Allie Raps. Amazing. She had two fouls early and sat out most of the first quarter and the whole second quarter. Now that's just now her third foul. But I guess she hadn't been out there. She hadn't been the one out there guarding Riley.
No, they had taken her off the ball.
Riley tried to bounce it into Lauren, got stolen away. This is Matty Berrickman down the left side. Riley got a hand on the shot, but Berrickman gets a rebound, goes around to the left side, puts it up with the left hand and in. She's got 12 now, or 11, excuse me, and make it 60-39.
Now the biggest deficit of the game.
21 the lead for the Maple Leafs, and another near steal by Worth. Lauren Livingston able to run it down to Lily Hudgens, left corner for three. Bounced off, no good, and Worth with a rebound for Geneseo.
You know, sometimes we see the Streaks do a really good job of getting back and doing back cuts. We have not seen that yet in this game.
Matty Berrickman for three from the right wing, nailed it, and make it 63-39 Maple Leafs. Lily Hudgens drives left side, can't hit, foul's going to go against, is it Raps or Mackey? I think Mackey.
And right there, I mean, small things, but Lily's got to finish that one too.
Yeah.
Wasn't a ton of contact.
You know, we've seen Morton, so we know how good they are, but it's amazing to think how bad they beat Geneseo.
Right.
I mean, that's how good they are. Because Geneseo is a really good team. They're a tough matchup. But
the other thing, though, is, you know, Morton probably stayed disciplined on these runouts. And the few times the Streaks have done a nice job of getting back, it's actually the contested layups they haven't been able to hit. It's the wide open ones that they're feasting off of.
Lily missed the first and made the second, her first point of the game, and that makes it 63-40. Cadence Leidick in to replace Lily Hudgens. Camellia Schwartzman in. Arlita Brown, Kaylee Miller, and Chelsea Stevenson for the Streaks. This is Ludwig out high left side to Beach. She's got four fouls between the circles. It's Mackey, dribbles right and traveled, no call, got it off to Henderson. Henderson left side, kicks out to Beach. Beach, top of the key, out high right side, it goes to Berrickman. Matty Berrickman down to the right block to Ludwig. She lays it up and in.
Well, they do a great job of recognizing where the defense is right there. They threw the ball away from the defense. Easy layup.
Kaylee Miller for three out high on the right side. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Ludwig for Geneseo. Streaks get back this time. Beach on the run. Cut off. Looks for help. Now gives top of the key to Mackey. Left wing. Near steal by Cadence Leidick. Knocked it away. Nice job playing the passing lane that time. Just a little bit too hard on it. And couldn't run it down. Just under 5 minutes to play in the ball game. 65-40 is the Geneseo lead. Maddie Berkman inbounds to Ludwig, left corner for three. Missed it, and it hit the shot clock, so it'll go back to the Streaks. 4:54 to play in the ball game here on senior night. Streaks trail by 25.
How do you feel about them being up by 25 and still shooting threes?
Well, yeah, there's that.
Are you good with it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I understand that's the way they play, but you still got all your starters in. Well, I take that back. You got Mackey and Henderson in there, but most of them. Now a three from Chelsea Stevenson, left wing, is up and good. That's her first basket of the ball game. Nice to see her get one on senior night here. 65-43. Right wing, this is Mackey. Goes baseline and travel with it. Hey, finally got one of those called.
11 turnovers now for the Maple Leafs.
Riley Jenkins, Lauren Livingston back in to replace Camellia Schwartzman and Cadence Leidick. And those players get a nice hand from the Streaks faithful here. Alita Brown to inbound, and it comes to Riley Jenkins. She's guarded by Ludwig this time. Let's see if they call any contact. We know there's going to be contact at some point. And there's the hand check right there. Got the arm on her. Now Riley down the right side of the lane and pushed and can't hit the shot. But they do call the foul finally. Is it going to go against Ludwig or Mackey?
Should be Ludwig.
It is Ludwig. And that's her second foul. And Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line. Riley with just 3 points tonight on 3 for 6 from the free throw line.
Yeah, not one of Riley's better games. 0 for 2 from the field. In her defense, though, they have played defense at her all over the floor.
Yep. And she's a little winded holding the shorts there, standing at the free throw line, unless that was just frustration from the miss, because that one went in and out that time. Now he's brought some other bench. Well, no, he's got Worth back in. There's one of the bench players that hadn't played. Morgan Sims, a 5'5 junior, is in. Wraps back in. Second shot, no good. Rebound, Lauren had a hand on it, but coming away with it is Henderson for Geneseo. Now this is Wraps out high on the right side. Running forward to Abby Berkman, puts it up, missed it, and the rebound. Well, they went over Lauren Livingston's back, and they're going to give it to the Streaks as it got knocked out of bounds. Kaylee Miller brings it across left side, under 4 minutes to play. 65-43, Geneseo. Bounces for Lauren Livingston on the left wing. Lauren goes baseline, spins back the other way, fade away, missed it. Rebound tapped out, and Lauren hustles for it. They're going to give it back to the Streaks. I thought Lauren hit it. They're going to say that Henderson hit it last. So Kaylee Miller will inbound from the near side on the Streaks end of the court with 3:42 to play. Into Riley Jenkins, right at the center circle. Now Lauren Livingston out high left side, top of the key, Arlita Brown out high right side to Riley Jenkins. Riley puts on the floor, picks up, gives to Chelsea Stevenson on the right wing. Back out high right side to Riley. She'll reset to Kaylee Miller, left baseline, fakes the three as they closed out on her. Now it gives to Lauren Livingston down in the left corner. Back out high to Kaylee Miller. Now Riley Jenkins in the center circle with 3:15 to play. Arlita Brown, right wing. Streaks got to find some points here. And some contact there, and they turn it over. And this is Sims running it down left side, lays it up and in. I didn't have her written in the book. I guess I better put her in there. Morgan Sims makes it 67-43, 2:52 to play in the ballgame. Arlita Brown, right wing. Bounces for Lauren Livingston out high right side. Lauren puts it on the floor, dribbles left. Again, they got that forearm. Worth is pushing her with the forearm. They are not calling it at all. I don't know why I'm even talking about it because they haven't called it the entire game. Now, nice. Come on!
Oh, wow.
Lauren just faked to the baseline, spun the other way, take the shot, and Worth flopped, and Lauren got called for her fifth foul.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Oh, my God. I don't even think there was contact. She flopped. Oh. Wow. Unbelievable. So five on Lauren. She's disqualified. Wow. Come on. That's supposed to be a technical.
14 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 steals for Lauren before she calls out.
So the 3 seniors come out. Arlita Brown, Chelsea Stevenson, Kaylee Miller. Coach gives them a high five, and they get a nice hand from the Streaks crowd tonight. Megan Roan, Camellia Schwartzman back in, Armani Rivas, Lily Hudgens, and Abby Endoff in for the Streaks with 2:36 to play in the ballgame. Beach still in, one of the starters for Geneseo. Taking the rest of them out finally. Right wing it goes to Sims out high right side. This is Jordan Porter, a sophomore. Top of the key to Lily Weiss. Sims down the right side, pulls up with a 10-footer, no good. Camellia Schwartzman with another rebound and gives way to Armani Rivas. Armani on the run right side. She always makes something happen. Yep, hesitation. Nope, she pulls it back out now. Nice decision there by Armani.
She had Megan open, though, underneath. She didn't see her.
Lily, left wing, gets to Megan Roan on the left baseline. Now kick out top of the key, Abby Endoff. She'll fire the three. Short, right on target, but short. Armani Rivas sneaks in there for the rebound. Armani penetrates, lost a handle on it, got it back. Right wing, Armani crosses over, now brings it back out. Bounces for Lily Hudgens with 1:48 to play. Back to Armani Rivas on the right wing. Bounces for Camellia Schwartzman. Now Lily Hudgens, top of the key. Dribbles right, hesitation. Nice move up and under or over the top, but it got blocked. And coming away with it was Jordan Porter for Geneseo. Now Beach down the right baseline. Five-footer up and no good by Brenna McGuire. And the Streaks take it the other way with 1:25 to play.
Camellia. Who had the rebound for the Streaks?
I think it was Camellia.
Okay.
Armani Rivas with it. Hesitation down the right side. Puts it up off the glass. Too strong. And the rebound comes down to Beach for Geneseo. Now Sims on the run right side. Lays it up. Rolled off. No good. Lily Hudgens with the rebound for the Streaks. Lily brings it across left to the center circle with a minute to play. Armani Rivas down high right side. Camellia Schwartzman between the circles. Out high left side. It goes to Lily Hudgens. Top of the key, Abby Endoff fires. Not what she was on top of the three-point arc. That went in and out, no good. Camellia with a rebound. Bounces out for Armani. She fires on top of the three-point line. That's short. Beach with a rebound for Geneseo with 43 seconds to play. And now Coach Hardison calls a timeout to finally get Beach out of there with 43 seconds to play, really. And he brings in, oh, he brought Henderson back in. Well, maybe he's got a short, I don't know. I guess all those, he just uses a lot of bench. I guess all of them on there are players.
There's only one player that still has her warm-up on, and I don't know if she.
I think that was, oh, you know what, that's probably Kelly Frericks, the senior guard.
That's right.
Yeah. 37 seconds to play, down to the right block, inside, shot up and no good by McGuire, rebound. Comes down to Weiss, and she misses. Now Armani Rivas has it for the Streaks. Armani on the run. Down the paint. Tried to get to Megan Roan. Get tapped, and Armani gets it back. Bounces to Camellia. Top of the key. Left wing, Lily. Bounces left baseline. Megan Roan, 10-footer up. Missed it. Rebound comes down to, McGuire for Geneseo. Now it's Weiss on the right baseline. Double dribbled. Hey, yeah, you saw that one.
Call it with 5.5 seconds left.
Jeez. All the other times it happened, you didn't see it. 5.5 to play. Streaks trail 67-43. Lily Hudgens, will she even fire a shot off? She'll fire a long one. Missed it. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to defeat. Geneseo stays undefeated in the Western Big Six. They move to 8-0, 16-2 on the year. Final score, Geneseo 67, Galesburg 43. We'll come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, and of course we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 67-43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streets Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at Templeton.
The road of life can be rough for you and your new car. Potholes attack your tires. Rocks and door dings leave their marks. But you have an advantage. The YEM Advantage program comes with every new vehicle from YEM Automotive Group in Galesburg, covering dents and dings, your tires and wheels, even key protection for 1 year at no cost to you. When it comes to protecting what's important to you, you've got an advantage when you trust YEM Automotive Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank, Galesburg Community Chorus, and Knox Prairie Community Kitchen. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. A winter storm watch will be in effect Friday afternoon through Saturday afternoon for Warren, Mercer, Henry, Henderson, Hancock, and McDonough counties. Gradually clearing skies tonight, low of 11, sunny with a high of 23. Tomorrow, wind chill down to 4 below. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds with a low down around 16. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 25 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Field Gym, the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall on senior night to the Geneseo Maple Leafs. Final score, Geneseo 67, Galesburg 43. The Streaks are now 13-8 on the season. They dropped to 3-5 in the Western Big Six. The Maple Leafs ranked number 5 in Class 3A. They are now 16-2, and they move to 8-0 in the Western Big Six Conference. So, man, they obviously came into the conference and made quite an impact right off the bat, and in a pretty good position right now. I'm not sure who they've got left on their schedule and where, but they've played a pretty good first half of the conference season.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing is you look back at this one and you think, or look back at the first one and think the Streaks could have put them in a much different place starting things out.
Yeah.
Had they been able to find just one more bucket in the regulation of that game. And now you look at where the two teams are at this point in the season, and you know, it just seems like this is one of those games where when things started to go south for the Streaks, they went quickly, and the Streaks just weren't able to stop the bleeding.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of factors you can point to. One, probably the biggest thing is the runouts that the Streaks didn't stop all the layups. And, yeah, there were some questionable calls. But, you know, when you get to a point where you're giving up so many points on the fast break like that, it just doesn't make that much difference anyway. But
right.
And then, you know, they took Riley out of the game. You know, you Gardner all over the floor. We've seen that a few times this year. And it's tough. It is tough. I mean, it takes a lot out of you handling the ball every time down the court. You got somebody guarding you. And then when they're letting them be physical on top of it while she's handling the ball, and she just she didn't force anything offensively, but I think you're pressing a little bit maybe trying to score when you get around that defender.
Right. Well, and on top of it, you know, she wasn't getting the space to get her open looks. And you know, and I think she was thinking, well, if they're going to take me away, then there's going to be openings elsewhere.
Right.
Unfortunately, what was happening is the Streaks weren't finding those spaces. I mean, in that first half, I haven't done the second half yet, but in the first half, they only took 23 shots. That is extremely abnormal for this Streak ball club to only take 23 shots in a half, you know, and they only hit 7 of them. So
yeah.
If you're not hitting your shots, not hitting your threes, it just makes it tough for this Streaks team to pull out W's.
Streaks fall 67-43 is the final score. Now, quite often on a senior night, we'll get to talk with the senior players. That probably won't be the case tonight after a loss. I mean, because they're probably not going to want to talk anyway. But so I'm sure later in the season, after when coach will send the three seniors up to talk to us. But that probably won't be the case tonight. And I'm sure he's having a good conversation with them, trying to be positive, because this is a really tough stretch of the season, toughest stretch of the season. I mean, you know, with the two number five teams, the two teams tied for number five in a row, number one in the state, number 13 in the state next Thursday. I mean, it's not there's no, honestly, no easy task the rest of the season, because we got to, you know, Alleman will be up there. They're not good this year, but they're not going to be a pushover. They never will be a pushover on their own floor. Quincy down there, again, we got the better of them here. Not going to be an easy game there. Of course, we got to go to Moline, got to go to we'll be at Rocky next Thursday. But it's not an easy end of the season. And the Streaks, as Coach Massey said in the pregame, they just want to keep working on what they're doing and just continue to improve. Didn't happen so much tonight, but you know, credit Geneseo, they played a good basketball game.
Well, and you got to be mindful, as I'm sure Coach Massey is, that, you know, this tough stretch of the schedule can also have long-lasting effects if the girls get too down about it, and, you know, it could really kill their confidence. So I'm sure he's, like you said, he's trying to be positive and work through those things, but those are the things that you got to focus on, is trying to build as opposed to worrying about necessarily each individual result.
I'm sure there's some emotions in the locker room with it being senior night, even though there's several games left. Senior night, it's a special night. I don't care what point of the season it is. I mean, unfortunately, they had to do a little bit sooner because of the way the schedule worked out with the home game, the only other home conference game being on a Saturday afternoon. So I'm sure there's some emotions in the locker room as well. I'm going to go ahead and start to running down some of the scoring stats before Coach Massey gets up here. Streaks were led by Lauren Livingston with 14 points on four baskets, 6 for 8 from the free throw line. Audrey Peck, 10 points on four baskets, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Her 4 rebounds, as Eric mentioned when she fouled out, didn't score in the second half, as she picked up a couple of fouls right away and fouled out somewhere in that third quarter. 7 points for the senior Kaylee Miller, 3 of 2 and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. A tough night for Riley Jenkins, who mentioned just 3 points, and all those came from the free throw line, and usually she's money there. She was just 3 for 8 from the line tonight. 3 points for Arlita Brown on a traditional three-point play, had a basket, took some contact, and made the free throw. 2 points for Camellia Schwartzman, came in and did some good things for the Streaks. She had a basket on an offensive rebound. And 1 point for Lily Hudgens on 1 for 2 from the line. Streaks with just a couple of threes in the game, and they were 15 for 23 from the line. Our postgame coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And coach, I know it. Go ahead, take that seat. You're fine. I'm good standing now. A tough loss, and you know, credit Geneseo. They're a really good team, and I think one of the things that really stood out, and you talked about it in the pregame, their runouts and trying to get back to stop that. They just really took advantage of that tonight.
Yeah, and I think of things that we did. First off, let me say is I think that I'm so proud of this group of how tonight wasn't our best night. But even on our best night and things are going bad, that they remain coachable, they remain good teammates for each other, and they play hard and stuff. So that's the bottom line, is we stay focused on those things, and hopefully at some point, you know, we end up catching one of these teams. In regards to what you were saying is, I knew we'd have trouble rebounding against them because they're very good, and it's tough. We have trouble rebounding against a lot of teams, but what's tough is they've got athletes and they put them out in the perimeter, and it's a tough thing to block somebody out running to the basket, and we struggled with that. But I think the thing I was surprised with the most is how we let people get behind us. And what was happening in defensive transition, it was kind of, you could see sometimes that we would end up, the people that were back would rotate back to maybe the volleyball spike line, and they thought they were deep enough, and somebody, they kept running and they got it back behind us. So we were like about 10 feet short in our rotation going back.
You know, some of the positives, I mean, they got up, I think, 12 at some point, and you started to make a little bit of a run. You came back. I think you cut it to 8, and you had, in that second quarter, you had established Audrey down in the paint. Well, unfortunately, a couple of, I don't know where some of the calls came from, so you lost her early in the second half. And just you had some spots where it looked like, okay, things are maybe going to turn around now that you had a little offensive spark here and there from different players at different times, but it just never seemed to come together though.
Right. Yeah. And you know, it's a puzzling thing of, I'm old enough now, I can't remember. Well, there was a game we had earlier where they got the foul on the wrong person.
Yeah. Well, right.
I don't know where that was or.
Yeah.
It was,
might have been at the Christmas tournament, or was it before that?
I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah.
But what happened was was talking to them at that point, and then the play went on, and I took a timeout to say, you know, to say to them that the foul on the last one was wrong. And the referee said to me, "Coach, you should have taken the timeout right when it happened, and we could have straightened it out." And so tonight, what I did, that's what I purposely did. And what happened was, I first was trying to say that to the woman because it clearly was not a foul on Audrey.
Right. Kaylee was there on the play. Audrey was in the vicinity, but Kaylee is the one that bodied up on her. Yeah.
On Kaylee. And so then what happened is she would not talk to me. I said to her, "Would you ask one of your partners?" And she wouldn't talk to me, so I took a timeout, and the other ref was over there, and I explained to him why I was taking the timeout and asked, would confer, and she was clear about, she had no idea what I was talking about, and she ran over and then gave me a bench warning for, to put you in double secret probation for what you're doing. But it's unfortunate, yeah. Because then she was very flippant about it, yeah. And I understand officiating is a tough thing, but there, when you end up, don't make the right foul call on a kid, and then you won't end up take the time to address it.
Yeah.
That's not forgivable.
Yeah, and they are working as a crew, so somebody else needs to step up then. And, you know, like you said, they need to confer and talk. Did nobody else see the play? But neither here nor there. And, yeah, it made a bit of a difference, and you lost that scoring.
Right, I mean, because that was one thing that we did
right.
have going. We didn't do it consistently enough, but we
right.
did have getting the ball into Audrey was something that was working, and unfortunately that didn't happen with it. But trying to think through of, you know, I thought, it was a game of, you know, whatever our field goal percentage ended up being. It's just hard against a good
yeah.
team if you can't make shots. And tonight the ball just wasn't going in the basket. And that it makes it tough to end up be able to compete.
Yeah, Lauren had a good run, ended up with 14 points. And the other nice thing to see was your three seniors. Kaylee shot the ball well tonight, hit a 3 and a 2 and a couple of free throws. You had Chelsea hit a 3 tonight. And then Arlita off the bench, I mean, she did a really nice job. She had a shot in there and on a nice pass from Lauren. Lauren drew the defender, dumped it off to Arlita. She took the contact, made the shot, and actually finished the three-point play. And I thought there might have been a couple other times. Well, and same with her. She a couple of cheapies on her, straight up and down defensively, she did all she could and still got the call against her. But I thought she did a nice job in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we had kids come off the bench and, you know, that did good jobs. Camellia came in and
yeah.
Schwartzman did a nice job, and Arlita did. And Arlita is just, you know, such a blessing because she ends up, she does whatever you need, never really, you know, complains or anything, just keeps the same spirit and keeps battling in what she does. So a lot of kids did. You know, a frustrating night for Riley, and it's just, you know, we need to just keep working on in things because there's fouls that need to be called
yeah.
on her, and we're not getting those. And so what we need to do is figure out some ways that we make it much clearer that she is getting fouled so she gets rewarded and goes to the foul line, because it's a little tough right now as far as battling that.
Yeah, and you know, when they're guarding her all over the floor like that, and you know, the contact, the constant contact that they're calling contact everywhere else on the floor, but guarding the ball, I mean, that wears on you both physically and mentally after a while.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I thought at halftime, I thought we ended up, we really talked about, we felt like we had certain things that really were going to work, and then we come out right off the bat, and then kind of, I let myself get distracted by the Audrey's foul, and it just, you know, things snowballed that way. But we regathered, and as said, they're a good team, and it just, We'd have to shoot better. That's a big thing. Yeah. We have to shoot better, I think, to end up compete with a team like that. But they'll come back to practice. They'll do the same things they have, and we'll keep battling. We'll keep getting better, and it'll work.
Downstate Classic coming up on Saturday. Of course, two obviously very tough games again. And I guess, you know, as you said in the pregame, you're at this point in this stretch, one of the toughest probably ever in your career, that you're looking for some improvements. And I, you know, kind of playing, I mean, all these games are going to help you when the postseason comes, which is not going to be easy either.
Right. And, in terms of stretches, this is, you know, probably as good a stretch as, some years in Super Sectional, Elite
Right.
Eight and the Final Four, but that's the kind of teams we're playing. And like I said to the girls, we might want to play a 1A team that's below 500 on Saturday and kind of feel good about ourselves again. But, you know, ultimately, we got to keep doing what we do, and they will. I'm very confident in that.
Coach, thank you always for your time. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you Saturday.
Yep, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show, brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Again, Streaks fall 67-43. We'll take a timeout, come back, and finish up our stats here. Also coming up, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 67-43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. The Streaks fall to the Geneseo Maple Leafs here on senior night, 67-43. The final score, the Maple Leafs ranked number 5 in Class 3A. And they defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks. In fact, I was looking at the schedule. We've got I forgot. We do have one other Saturday home game. So we've only got two home games left. As part of the Downstate Classic, Lincoln will be here Saturday the 25th. That's the same day the boys are up in Chicago, but that'll be a 1:30 game, so 1:10 pregame on Saturday. But everything else we've got I forgot we've got Sterling. Oh, wait a minute. But that's Saturday also. Sterling and UT, they're both Saturday games.
Yeah.
UT on, I forgot about the Sterling. UT on February 1st, Sterling on February 8th, and then we end up at Moline on the 13th. Fortunately for us, though, the regional will be here. I think we're hosting both boys and girls regionals here at John Thiel Gym. All right, we're in the midst of our stats. Streaks again, 2 3-pointers, 15 for 23 from the line. Lauren Livingston, 14. Audrey Peck with 10. For Geneseo, they were led by their sophomore, the leading scorer, averaging 21 in the conference, scored 15 tonight. Cammy Ludwig on 5 baskets, 5 for 6 from the line, 14 for Maddie Berrickman, their second leading scorer. She hit 2 twos, 2 threes, 4 for 4 from the line. The freshman, Ann Worth, came off the bench with 17 points, 7 baskets, 3 for 8 from the free throw line. If she learns to shoot a free throw, she'll be a whole lot better. Let's see, 9 points for Danielle Beach, who is getting the start in place of their senior guard, Keely Frericks, who's out with an injury. She had a couple of twos, a three, and 2 for 2 from the line. 4 points apiece for Allie Rapps and Abby Berrickman, each on a couple of baskets for Rapps, a basket, and two for three from the line for Berrickman. 2 points apiece for Alicia Mackey and Morgan Sims, each on a basket. They had 3 three-pointers, 16 for 23 from the line.
12 turnovers for the Maple Leafs. Streaks turned the ball over 16 times. Streaks were out-rebounded 36-33. Both teams with 12 offensive rebounds. Streaks did give up 9-11 second-chance points, so not as bad as we've seen in some games.
Right, but...
but not good.
Yeah, yeah.
23 of 54 from the field was Geneseo, including 3 of 11 from deep. Streaks, on the other hand, 13 of 48 from the field, 2 of 18 from downtown, so just... not a good shooting night for the Streaks in their home gym. Camellia Schwartzman finishes the game with 4 rebounds. Audrey Peck also had 4 rebounds and a block to go with her 10 points. Lauren Livingston, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals to go with her 14 points. Kaylee Miller had 1 rebound, 2 assists, and a steal to go with her 7 points. Arlita Brown, 1 rebound, and assist, a steal, and a block to go with her 3 points. Chelsea Stevenson, 2 rebounds, an assist, and a block. Armani Rivas, 2 rebounds. Lily Hudgens had a rebound to go with her point. And Riley Jenkins, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 blocks.
I think I missed Chelsea on the scoring. I didn't have hers over there. She had 3 points on the 3-pointer
correct
for the senior. So.
Yep.
All right. Streaks, tough night against a very good Geneseo team. I mean, we expected them to come in and probably play better than they did up at their place when we saw them. And, you know, the big difference up there, we made shots, they didn't. It's consistently. They had a tough night shooting when we had them up there, and still came out with a win, but it was a tough one here tonight. All right, Streaks fall 67-43. The final score will come back. And Nabar, Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. Time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Teresa Shoup, Chastity Smith, Laura Logston, Doran Strake, and Raymond Jacobs all won cash when they were spotted wearing their blue WGIL buttons. More info on how you can win at WGIL.com.
Streaks fall tonight, senior night at John Thiel Gym. Final score, Geneseo 67, Galesburg 43. The Streaks now 13-8 on the year, 3-5 in the Big Six. Geneseo ranked number 5 in 3A. They're 16-2, 8-0 in the Western Big Six Conference. And, of course, no other conference games tonight. This one got moved because of Geneseo's schedule this weekend. All right, time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Hard in a game like this, couple players we were kind of looking at that had some spots where they did some really good things. I mean, Lauren Livingston had a really good overall game, kind of kept us in it in the second half, or kept us, you know, she was the one scoring for us for the most part. Ended up with 14 points, had, 8 rebounds, a couple assists, and 3 steals. But this young lady, when we were actually still in the game, in fact, down by 8 at halftime, really this young lady kind of She was pretty much the offense in the first half.
Yeah, we're going to go with Audrey Peck. She finishes the game with 10 points, 4 rebounds, 1 block. She was perfect from the field, perfect from the free throw line. And, you know, realistically, Tom, had she not gotten the raw end of a couple of calls, she didn't get to play as much in the second quarter as I'm sure Coach Massey would have liked, and obviously fouled out early in the third quarter.
So on a foul that she wasn't even in on.
Right. And so it could have been really a huge game for Audrey had she not been saddled with some tough calls.
So Audrey Peck, the 5'11 junior, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. All right. Well, next up, the Gilbert High Boys Friday night play host to the Rock Island Rocks here at John Thiel Gym. Brad Bennett with Steve Cheeseman will have that for you. And that'll be about 7:10 for a pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip. Then Saturday, 2 games for the girls, 2 games for the boys. The boys, their Martin Luther King tournament here at John Thiel Gym. Brad and Steve will have those games here on WGIL. Eric will have the Streaks in the Downstate Classic. The girls will be playing at Morton against the other number 5 team in 3A and the number 1 team in 3A down at Morton. And we'll be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. Well, that's going to do a tough one, unfortunate for a senior night, but you're playing the number 5 team in the state. It can happen.
Yeah, just really unfortunate for the Streaks to have it come out this way. But, yeah, I mean, it's not – you didn't lose to a slouch. Geneseo was a good team. You knew coming into the season that this was going to be a difficult game to have for senior night. And, you know, it just lived up to that billing and the Streaks – to win these games, the Streaks are going to need shots to go in because they don't have the big player inside that's going to shut down the lane. Audrey does the best she can, but you know when she gets in the foul trouble, there's only so much she can do. You're not getting a ton of steals out on the perimeter all the time. And this is one of those teams that just had a unique game plan in which they focus and obviously spend a lot of time on runouts and getting layups.
So Geneseo wins it here tonight, 67-43, the final score. Thanks to our studio engineer, Nick Simpson, for Eric Gibson, Tom Erdith from John Thiel Gym, saying good night.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg Sports.